Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 660, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. A very happy Friday to you, and welcome back to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. What makes me think I might be qualified to answer them? Well, I'm going to talk myself up a bit. I have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I'm actually chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I hold faculty positions at 2 other institutions as well. So needless to say, I have a passion for talking about health and wellness. But hopefully I do have the credentials to discuss this information as well. And when I talk about stuff on this show, I like to back it up with real data, not just my personal opinion. So hopefully I've convinced you that your time listening to this show is worthwhile. So let's jump right in and hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My question is, what an ideal diet or eating regime would be like for someone that's trying to build muscle and trying to bulk up. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Tanisha. As I always say, making muscular gains and proper nutrition, well, they go together like peanut butter and banana. Well, not jelly, because jelly is not as nutrient dense. So let's discuss the exercises and foods you should eat to help you maximize your gains. Let's start with the fitness component. If you want to get bulky, that's using your words, Tanisha, the foundation should involve compound movements and lifting heavy. Because you're going to be lifting heavy weights, the number of repetitions you'll be able to perform will obviously decrease. So please know, I don't recommend beginners perform the exercises I'm about to describe. If you're a beginner, ignore this advice. Now, if you're not a beginner and you're more advanced, according to the American College of Sports Medicine, you want to aim for a range of 3 to 5 repetitions in order to build mass. If you can perform more than 5 repetitions, then the weight you're using might be too light. You can perform multiple sets of the same exercises that I'm about to describe with the goal of getting 3 to 5 reps per set. Just know, when you lift heavy, you also need a longer break in between sets to recover and regain your strength. So in between each set, rest those muscles for 2 to 3 minutes. Now, why a rep range of 3 to 5? That's because if you can only lift a weight one time, you might increase your chances for injury. And if you're not very experienced, trying to lift a heavy weight only one time, what's sometimes referred to as your 1 rep max, can lead to some debilitating injuries. That's why it's not often recommended. If you're more advanced, then you can work up to performing 1 rep maxes, but always have a spotter when you perform those. So what types of exercises should you perform to help you bulk up? Earlier, I mentioned something called compound exercises. These moves use multiple muscle groups at the same time. Examples would be like bench presses, because bench press requires you to use your chest, shoulders, and triceps in order to lift the weight. Another example would be pull-ups, because pull-ups use your lats, shoulders, forearms, and biceps. Okay, I'm going to stop listing muscle groups because I think you get the idea. But here are some other examples of compound exercises. Squats, deadlifts, rows, military presses, lat pull-downs, and so on. So these are the key moves that will help the bulking up process. I will also mention that you don't want to perform these types of heavy lifts day after day, week after week. You want to mix in some cardio, of course. Maybe after a couple of weeks of lifting heavy, throw in some lighter sets. Variety is still important here. That will help you avoid imbalances and injury. Now, what should you eat to support all of this hard work? Of course, protein is important. This is because our muscles are made up of protein. First, I'm going to use my psychic abilities though and go out on a limb by saying chances are you're probably already consuming enough protein each day. How could I possibly know this? This is because there have been a lot of data collected on how much and what types of food most folks around the world consume regularly. And what we've learned is that most of us in the Western world, like the United States, consume plenty of protein each day. But do we need protein maybe immediately after a workout to help support muscle growth? Now, I discussed this during last week's Q&A, but I'm going to repeat it here. After your workout, especially after strength training, researchers are discovering that consuming 20 grams of leucine-rich protein is often recommended. Leucine-rich proteins can be found in animal products as well as vegetarian sources like beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds. So how much is 20 grams of leucine-rich protein? Well, let's take chicken, for example. 3 ounces of chicken would contain about 27 grams of protein. 3 ounces isn't much. It's about the size of a deck of cards. Consuming some carbohydrate after a workout is also beneficial. This is because carbohydrates can help our bodies absorb that leucine-rich protein more efficiently. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends we aim for about 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight after a workout. Now, this does take a little bit of mass to figure out, but stick with me. It's not too bad. So let's say you weigh 150 pounds. You first need to convert your weight in pounds to weight in kilograms. It's easy to do this. Simply divide your body weight in pounds by 2.2. So using my example, just divide 150 pounds, your current weight, by 2.2. Okay, plugging that into my imaginary calculator, that means 150 pounds is equivalent to 68.2 kilograms. No matter what you weigh, use the same formula. Take your body weight in pounds and divide it by 2.2. Okay, now that we know your hypothetical body weight in kilograms, the math is super simple. Because the American College of Sports Medicine says you need 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight, you don't need to do anything else. You have your answer. Using our example, we said 150 pounds is equivalent to 68.2 kilograms. And because the recommendation is to get 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight, we would multiply 68.2 times 1, which is 68.2. So that means if you weigh 150 pounds, you should consume about 68.2 or roughly 70 grams of carbohydrates after a workout. This would be like eating a bowl of oatmeal topped with blueberries. Now combine that with about 20 grams of leucine-rich protein, which would be like 6 ounces of Greek yogurt, and you've met all of your post-workout needs. What about timing? Researchers are discovering that the timing of this post-workout meal is important. The goal is to consume these foods within 20 to 30 minutes of finishing your workout. After a workout, the demand for protein is high, which makes it the best time to replenish it. And again, because carbohydrate actually helps with protein absorption, eating both within 20 to 30 minutes of your workout would be ideal. And like I mentioned last week, there's no need to consume too many calories to help bulk up. Typically, I do not recommend individuals gain weight prior to building muscle. So instead of exceeding your caloric needs, I prefer you simply meet them. If you want to know why, definitely check out last week's Q&A. That's episode 655. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Tanisha. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Now's the perfect time. The next giveaway is in exactly 1 week. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. If you can believe it, this makes episode 660, and it's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.